Athens-Clarke County Commissioners met for nearly 6 hours last night. The mayor and commission heard from more than 20 citizens as part of the public input process for next year's budget. Many of the public comments focused on issues that have been consistent concerns for local policymakers: economic equity, affordable housing, and nonprofit funding. Fred Smith, executive director of the East Athens Development Corporation, gave credit to commissioners for casting a wide net in providing funding for nonprofit organizations, but urged them to do more in that area and to spend more time talking with the community.
You can call this community input, and it is, but there's something else. There's another something called community engagement. So I would hope that we could have more conversation about what the community think and believe, and have some two-way exchange about what the best way to move forward.
After the public input session, commissioners moved into a special session to vote on several items, including a motion to direct county staff to develop a concept for an eviction prevention program called Project Reset. That program caused some consternation among commissioners at a work session last week. Commissioner Tim Denson spoke in favor of the program.
Program Reset is a program that will help us curb evictions and keep people in their homes, specifically people who are actually in the middle of a dispossessory hearing. The people who are not only at risk, but they are literally being evicted.
Commissioner Russell Edwards said that the program's relationship with the magistrate court offers additional security to tenants facing eviction.
By including the magistrate court, you're able to secure a binding settlement between landlords and tenants that will allow tenants to remain in their property for a time certain.
Edwards also stressed that last night's vote was not a vote to spend any money yet.
This plan right here that we're voting on tonight does not allocate any money directly at this time for such a project. It simply gives staff the go-ahead to look at how we might implement a protective program that will create binding settlements with our magistrate court.
Commissioner Ovita Thornton, however, pushed back against Edwards' assertion.
When we say it's a concept, the next thing I have experienced, it becomes the actual program. That's a problem.
Ultimately, the commission voted unanimously to move ahead with the plan and to direct staff to draft a concept for their consideration. Commissioners also voted unanimously to approve an agreement with the Clarke County School District, which lays the groundwork for a tax allocation district in the Georgia Square Mall area, and to extend the last time for alcohol sales back to 2 a.m., as it was before the pandemic. For WUGA News, I'm Martin Matheny.